We don't want y'all to be so quiet out there. We're not a blind shit. I wish y'all could dance. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Raymond Webber on the drums. At some point, we're going to be on the road for a while, and at some point, we are going to throw out some sick stuff on YouTube that's going to feature Mr. Raymond Webber.
And the rest of the band, too. He may not be talking about playing now. I mean, you know, I
got to
watch.
No, it's nothing to do with music. It's some whole other. We laugh so hard at
some of the antics of some of these guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is, you know what? I'm actually enjoying this, y'all. Yeah. This is funny. We never played it like people at a sit down. And like, I swear. Huh? I'm not used to this. It's like, you know. I mean, it's cool that people that I know y'all are listening. Like, I've never heard it so quiet in a place. Really, I don't think. At least I know y'all are listening. So. We got some stuff that we recorded. We put out a studio CD, EP, whatever. We call it an EP because it doesn't have a gang of songs on it. So we figured we'd put out something with like 5 badass tunes. Instead of 12 songs, 3 of them are good, like most CDs you buy, we got a 5-song EP. You dig? That's what we did. I mean, we got more songs that we recorded, but we just wanted to get something out right before Jazz Fest this past year. It's just, you know. And it's our latest studio recording. And it's called Listen Here. And yeah, you can get it here. You absolutely can. You know, you dig red, bro. I sound like Jesse Reddick. Oh, Lord, I'm worried. Yeah, you know, that's something, because I had thought about that. Because somebody was telling me about a CD they got that's a sun band, and it's only like about 4 good songs on it. And a lot of CDs, well, they are some classics. We know there's a few great records that have a bunch of all the songs are great, but you could probably count them on 2 hands, probably. So we got 5 badass songs, all of them are good, on EP. So no filler, you understand what I'm saying? We could put 12, 13 songs on it. With knowing us, they might all be good, but we got 5 songs in there are good. Here's one of them.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, take it out. Take it out. It's losing time.
He's the head of the janitorial department. at Walmart on Chopper Tools. That's bad. That's rough. The one up where the St. Thomas Project used to be. Damn. Mr. Nick Downey is on bass guitar. I'm hoping he's on. On the guitar, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, uptown, down the street, whatnot. Yeah. He used to be a substitute teacher at the Sacred Heart Academy for Girls. And he was leading the movies. He was really, he had to get there. They couldn't keep him around there. And he became a street sweeper later. Got his beautician's license. He was a hairdresser for a while. Now he has a tap dance crew on Bourbon Street. You can see him tap dancing. He would bring his tap shoes tonight, but sometimes he bring them. Just to eat another on the guitar. On the drums, all the way from New Orleans East. If you know anything about New Orleans and the state of New Orleans between the last, since 2 years ago, and the man lived in a trailer for a year and a half. Just moved into his house about 3 months ago. And I must say, you know what, the house was better than it did before. He expanded that shit. He still got some building. He's doing some more meat modeling and whatnot. And this man, he was the product tester, international product tester for Popeye's Chicken. And he later on, he had another job. He was a manager of Big Daddy's in the French Quarter on Bird Street. he was the manager and the solicitor, the guy standing outside trying to get you in. He had that voice. But no, because of his automobile expertise, automotive knowledge, he was appointed as the head field rep regionally in the South for all the auto zones, auto parts stores, Mr. Raymond Weber. On the bass guitar, the guitar singer from New Orleans by way of Thibodaux, Louisiana. He used to be the mayor of Thibodaux. Basically, he just got elected mayor because he's like, how can somebody so cool like you still live in Thibodaux? You're the mayor.
I can rank on the job.
He lives in Thibodaux, still lives there. So he's also very neat. He's a very neat guy. No, you have no idea. You go. I've shared a room with him. Fortunately, only a couple, two, three times. And his room, I mean, you walk in the room and he's got his shoes like perfectly, symmetrically perfect together, sitting on the side of the bed. The man is very neat, and he's got the perfect job. He's the bathroom attendant at the Boys Club, Gentlemen's Club. Mr. Tony Hall, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, last but not least,
I sure wanted to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Ivan Neville, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. He was out in New Orleans for a while. That is, he had a job as a tugboat captain. That is, until he ran into the levees and flooded everybody. So, they ran him out of town. Now he's living in Austin, Texas, y'all. And he has a very lucrative job down in Austin, Texas. He owns a bicycle shop. And also ice cream parlor. So you see him riding up and down 6th Street down there, 5th Street in Austin, Texas, blowing his horn on his bicycle. Walking, walking. Ice cream. Now the head vendor. A USA ice cream product.
Okay, that's the fun, y'all. You know. We insist on having as much fun as humanly possible.
He also drives the sharp yellow school bus in the evening time.
Let's go. Thank y'all for, see, this is the perfect opportunity. Actually, see, we like to do this, but usually it's kind of takes too long. But we only have an attentive audience like this. And y'all just chilling.
So I might as well talk about the other job tomorrow. I should talk about the other job.
You want to give me that for what? We're going to tell y'all now about the dumpster phone theory. The dumpster phone theory.
Do you ever get about the job?
No. It ain't nothing. It's something that I probably. It ain't nothing. Hey, I don't mind doing it, you know.
I think you better tell him now, Tony.
Just step me up. It ain't nothing. Yeah, like a little kid. Ain't that, I didn't do nothing.
No, I'm trying to find it.
Y'all really want to know?
I got to tell you, what did he do? He was the lead bikini waxer at the Young Royal Strip Club. I don't mind doing that. But he got a little close, too close to the job. I'm not doing that at all.
You're too touchy feeling.
Well, actually,
he
got another job.
We're
going to get Randy
saying
some
foul
stuff.
No, I'm talking about another job, man. There's another job he had at Target. He worked at Target. Yeah, he's in charge of the bicycle department.
That's part of my
That's part of your job?
That's part of the bicycle.
Flat tire on aisle three.
All right, Nick Daniels, he ain't never ran well with Tony all out and never comes to the phone.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
very much. Oh, we got a request and shit? Okay, all right. Huh?
What's that over there? I tell you.
Say what, now you already know?
I tell you.
Baltimore, they say he wants to hear a song.
We got a request over there.
That's cool.
They want to hear too. We got a request. Forget about it. Now, be that as it may, we're going to do this tune that Dave wants us to play. You know, we had something else planned. Since it's Dave, be that as it may, we're going to do this tune like this. All right, I hope you like it. If you don't, forget about it. What are you going to do?
Somebody scream! Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
Oscar Brown. Thank you very much. Lock the doors, and then the bouncer can't get in. Who locked him out? We did a song right now. I'm quite sure everybody knows it's one of our all-time favorites. You're very welcome to sing along at any given time, as loud as you want. You like it when you sing real loud.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, and now. Ivan Alvarez on keyboards, vocals, and guitar. My name is Sonny Hall. Mr. Trevor Brooks. How about Josh Hall's Dumpster Funk? We have CDs and t-shirts. And you can check us out at dumpsterfunk.com. Tell your friend to tell a friend about the dumpster. Yo, yeah, we got some t-shirts and some CDs and shit. Thank y'all, bro.
Once again, thank you for coming in right here on stage. If you enjoyed tonight's show, please be sure to check out the merchandise for Soda Sound Live, as well as purchasing merchandise to upcoming Rantown on stage shows. Thank you.